One moment.
Hello,
here.
Matthew?
Yes.
How are you today?
I'm doing okay. What's going on?
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it. Well, you were sent over to me to pull up pricing and program details for a Google Guarantee. I have your business name as Mokler Services. Did I say that correctly?
That's correct.
Okay, cool. And then I'm just taking a look here. I do see the Google Business profile. I have you at 4135 Dover Road in Louisville, Kentucky.
Well, that's my old address, but yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm just trying to get an accurate zip code so I can pull up accurate pricing, because it is a pay-per-lead program that's done by zip code, depending on what services you're providing. So is the zip code still 40216?
Yes.
Okay, cool. That's the most important part. Now, have you ever heard of Google Guarantee at all?
Yes.
Okay, what do you know about it?
A guy told me that it's the most expensive way to get jobs, but people like it, so.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, I don't know that it's the most expensive way to get jobs. If they're qualified leads and they're coming directly to you that you don't have to share, I mean, I don't know that it's the most expensive. I guess it just really depends on what you consider expensive. I'm taking a look at everything here. So the way that Google does Google Guarantee is it's at the very tippy top of the page. And in this section on Google, it does say sponsored and Google Guarantee next to it. So you would be one of the guaranteed companies that there is a background check and a process that takes place in order to make sure that you qualify for Google Guarantee. And then it is done via a vertical. So with a vertical, what that means is that's Google's fancy way of saying category. Okay. I have you down for landscaping as well as lawn care services and deck building. But I don't, with your Google Business profile, it doesn't show that any one of those is your main category. Which one would you say is like the main thing that you're providing?
Well, I got two guys that do landscaping, and then I build decks of my own with another guy. So, I mean,
a little
it's
bit
kind of even.
Even Steven?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And when you say landscaping, are you talking like design and install, or are you looking at more like mowing and maintenance?
We do mostly mowing and maintenance, yeah.
Okay, so let me explain this to you. The reason I'm asking these questions, I'm going to give you the prices, but I want to give you the correct prices, okay? I don't want to tell you it's like $87 for a lead, that that's not how much it actually is because I have the wrong category, okay?
Okay.
So with that being said, lawn care has lawn mowing, maintenance, irrigation system, install and repair, lawn pest control, mulching, seeding, sod install, weed control, and yard cleanup, okay? And then
Okay. Landscaping
has like artificial turf install, concrete masonry, driveway landscaping, garden decorations, grading, resloping, hardscapes, walkways, landscaping, sodding and reseeding, outdoor step stone masonry, water features, driveways, and paving.
Okay.
And you could do both if you wanted, but which one of those would you say is more geared towards what y'all are providing?
The grass cutting.
The lawn care. Okay. And that one is going to be, that one's actually, let me go in and let's see here. Oh, the grass cutting one is more expensive in your area. Wow. That's crazy. 40216, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. The lawn care is more than the landscaping leads right now, which is surprising to me because usually it's the reverse. The landscaping leads are only $38 per qualified lead, and the lawn care leads are $72 per lead. So either you guys have some ginormous yards over there,
we have everybody and their mother that cuts grass over here.
That's what it
is.
That's what I was getting ready to say next. Everybody and their mama does it, and it's heavily saturated. So it might be better to come in at it from the landscaping vertical or landscaping point of view. Now, with the decks, The deck building, that the only way to get to deck building is through general contractor, and they like you to be offering at least two of the services. So I think if decks and patios, that's considered one vertical. If that's really all that you're providing, if you're not doing like remodels and renovations or home building, foundations and concrete, anything like that, then I don't know that it's going to be worth your while to take on the general contracting. Are you offering anything else?
I don't really want to. I've been doing a lot of roofing jobs lately, but I don't really don't want to offer that. I hate roofing.
Okay. You don't have to. Roofing's in there. So for general contractors, like accessory buildings, bathrooms, remodels, decks, patios, exterior finishing, foundations and concrete, commercial projects, home additions, home building, home remodel, home renovation, interior finish, kitchen remodel, and roofing. And then there's also like carpenters, cabinetry, decking, drywall, fencing, general installs, repairs, shelving and storage as well. So these are the ones that I feel like would be best suited towards you if you were open to getting on different types of leads.
Fencing is away from deck building.
Fencing has Pro has its own category, but you can also offer fence as a carpenter. Fencing is very low. Fencing is a very, very low cost per qualified lead. Let me see here. It's only $28 per lead. So really, if I was going to do it for you, I would go landscaping and fencing, because that's going to scoop up all that outdoor stuff that people are looking for. You're staying exterior home, trying to get away from the roof, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So at this top section on Google, you've done a search and seen it at the very top of the page, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so at that top section up there, as you know, it says sponsored Google guaranteed. So there's a background check process that Google requires. You don't have any felonies, right?
No.
Does anybody on your crew have any felonies?
No.
Okay, and do you have general liability insurance for your organization?
Yes.
Okay, how about you have a Tennessee state... Or Kentucky, you don't live in Tennessee. It would help if I had the right state, huh? Do you have a Kentucky state driver's license?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and then just to verify, let me go in here, because with this, it does a background check on the company itself, as well as on you directly. So it does ask, like, if you have any of this stuff, it wants to make sure. Kentucky doesn't require a license for the carpentry, for the fencing. It also does not require one for, you guys don't require a lot of licenses out there is what I'm noticing here, landscaping. So really all you need to pass the background check is to have the general liability insurance, and then the application fee is a one-time $250 application fee. Now, once you're listed up there at the top of the page in this Google Guaranteed section, the advantages are vast. Have you ever tried, like, Home Advisor or Angie's List, any of those type of programs?
Yeah, I'm on there right now.
And how do you like them?
Well, they switched me over to Angie Ads, and that's going much better. Mm-hmm. But Angie Leads is terrible now. They were great. Mm-hmm. A couple of years ago, but I don't know what happened. I keep getting all kinds of excuses of why they just went to crap. So,
well,
I don't know.
There's a class action lawsuit against them. Now, I'm not knocking them. I'm just saying they're apples and Google Guarantee is oranges. It's two completely separate products, because the way that Google has designed Google Guarantee is to trump all other pay-per-lead programs. They actually sell Google ad spend to each one of those companies that goes in and gets those type of services. So with Google Guarantee, though, it's coming directly to you, okay? What I mean by that is you're not sharing the lead. It's an exclusive listing. You're the only one that's listed up there at that time. You're the only one that we're working with. And when the call comes in, it comes direct. You don't share it. So when it's coming in directly to you and you're not sharing it, you have a lot better opportunity for it. Now, you are paying a little bit higher premium price. And like we agreed, some of the categories is extremely high, you know, but we do have an ability to have you show at the top and have the calls coming directly to you. Now, Google has specific criteria that makes it a qualified or unqualified call as well. So all those calls are recorded in this section on Google, in the Google Guaranteed section. And while they're being recorded, what they're looking for is authenticity. So if it's a sales, solicitation, spam, or robocall, it's not charged to the budget. If it happens to be a call where somebody's seeking employment with your company, same thing. If it's a call where somebody is requesting, you know, an estimate over the phone and you give the estimate over the phone, then that is considered a qualified lead. And also they consider it a qualified lead if the individual is requesting for you to come out and give estimate face to face and you bid the job, you go out to bid the job, like you set the appointment time. So those are the only two instances that Google actually considers it a qualified lead. All the other stuff isn't considered qualified. And that's fair, right?
Okay.
And would you agree that that's fair?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Well, I mean, we want to make sure that it's a good fit before we ask you to move forward on it. So do you have any questions about that?
Well, it doesn't really, well, I mean, the fences would fit, but I mean, like, I really don't want to do any, like, landscaping, and isn't that what we're talking about, like, the other, what was it again, $30 or something like that for the,
The landscaping, yeah, they're about $38, but the fencing's at $28.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The only problem is I'm going to be getting landscaping jobs, and I'm trying to grow the grass cutting side of it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, those leaves are $70, and
yeah, those leaves are outrageous.
Yeah. Well, I mean, right now is when, like, whenever I was with Angie, when I was with Angie's leads,
mm-hmm.
I mean, like, from February 1st till like April 31st, I would uh-huh. put my monthly spending budget at like $3,000, and I would get like 60 or I would get
crank
60 new customers.
Yeah, crank it up.
Yeah.
You'd crank it and then you'd get them, and that's the beauty of something like this. You can do that. You can crank it and then you can pause it for as long as you need to. So if we qualify you for, let's just, you know, go out there and say we go ahead and qualify you for the grass cutting that are at $72 a lead, okay? And we
right.
qualify you for the fence, right? Let's say we qualify you for both, because it all goes together. Like, whatever we qualify you for, we do it all at once. So if we're going to do 7 or 8, you know, if you want electrician and plumber and you can prove all that, then cool. We do it all at once, right? It's one-time activation or one-time application fee, right? So now you're approved. Right? And then it requires an activation budget, if you will, or like a starter budget. Okay? So Google requires
okay.
a starter budget for, of 13 leads of the highest lead cost. So we know that the grass cut and the lawn care is the highest. At $72 a lead, it requires an activation budget of $940. Now, you pay that activation budget, that's going to give you up to 13 Google Guarantee leads. If you have a $28 lawn care lead come out of there, or not lawn care, $28 fencing lead come out of there, and then a $72 lawn care lead, it's obviously going to skew those numbers. You may not get a full 13 at $72 per lead, but the activation budget is just that. It's just an activation budget. Now, say you start that, you exhaust all those leads, and you do exactly what you said, right? You put in $3,000, and you get a bunch of new customers coming into you, and then you pause it come April, May 1st, right? You choose to pause it. Whatever's left in that budget right there, it stays there. It continues to roll over. It's not an automatic monthly charge. It literally stays paused for as long as you pause it. Now, come winter, if you want snow removal, we actually have a snow removal vertical as well. So we're able to turn it on according to what it is you need within that season. And you're in complete control of it.
Well, yeah, that's not, well, snow removal, that's, you just piqued my interest there.
Yeah, no, snow removal has its whole own vertical. Let me pull it up and tell you what the price is on that one. Hold on. It's usually, oh, it's snow. You are gonna die when you find out how much the snow removal leaves are. Take a guess.
$200 a lead?
$10.67 a lead.
Oh, right now they are, though, but I mean,
It doesn't go up in the winter.
Is that residential or is that commercial?
It's a mix of both. We don't have a way to say for sure either one all the way. Like, I can't put you in only for residential and not for commercial or vice versa.
That's kind of messy, though.
Is it?
I mean, because there's a big difference. Oh, God, yeah. Here in Louisville, there is nobody does residential.
Really?
It is 100% commercial. Like, I would say there, but like, whenever we had that 10-incher, we had a 10-inch snow probably 2-3 months ago.
Okay.
I have a buddy that was doing it, and I gave him every single thing that came my way, and I had hundreds of calls.
Really?
Hundreds of calls, and they were, everybody said, yeah, nobody is doing this. I said, I got you a guy, here you go. This is his number, all he does is residential. So, I mean, like, hundreds of calls for residential. I wouldn't have made a man because it's too much BS.
Too much baloney for you?
Yeah, it's not enough, yeah, not enough money.
Not enough meat on that bone? Okay, all right.
All right.
Yeah, well, and that's why I explain everything so clearly up front, because I want to make sure, and the first, just so you know, here's the keywords for snow removal. The first one is commercial snow removal. That's the first keyword. So that's going to be the biggest. Okay?
All right. Okay.
Residential plowing, residential shoveling and blowing, sand, salt, and de-icing, snow relocation. So say you're only offering commercial snow removal and snow relocation. We don't have to turn any of those other keywords on for you. You don't have to offer that. Like, when I'm looking at the keywords, I forgot about that. When I'm looking at the actual services, usually it's like commercial/residential, but they don't have it that way for snow removal. Like, it'll say commercial/residential mowing or commercial/residential electrician. But it's not like that for this one. For snow removal, it's a bit more personalized. So it's commercial snow removal, residential plowing, residential shoveling and blowing. So say you don't want anything that says residential on it. We leave residential off. Literally, you won't get calls for that.
There you go. Okay, now you're talking.
The same is true for the lawn care. So say you're not offering irrigation systems. Your guys aren't doing that, right? You don't want that. We turn those keywords off. You will not get calls for that. And if you got a call for something that wasn't for you, Matthew, please note that we actually dispute it directly with our representative at Google and get the money back on it. Now, it's very rare and hard that you would get charged for something that was not, because they would have to, like, go to extra links just to find you in that section. That particular section is done via specific keywords. That's why Google has it set up that way, is particular. So you guys are only getting leads for what you actually freaking provide.
Perfect. Okay.
Now, if you wanted to, I would go ahead and get you approved for the lawn care, the snow removal, the fencing. We'll go ahead and do all of it all at once. And then you can turn on each keyword as you see fit. So say you, when we start you out, you only want to turn on the fencing. Then with the fencing, it's the minimum budget to begin is only going to be, $368. If you want to start with the lawn care, which we agree that it is an exorbitant price, but if you're doing it just at the beginning of the season to get a few more clients here and there to get the bigger jobs and stuff like that, then you would start with the 940. At no point do you have to put forward all three budgets at once. You put forward the highest budget for however many leads that you want. So if all you're doing, say you're doing fencing and snow removal, you're only putting forward the 368.
Okay.
Does all that make sense?
Yeah.
You want to give it a shot? The only upfront cost to get it going is the $250 application fee. The application, it's a quick turnaround, meaning we go ahead and you already have a Google profile with 16 verified reviews. So normally I have to tell people it's going to take 4 to 8 weeks. People that have the reviews like you have, and you don't have a requirement for licensing, you do have the insurance. If you're the only one who's going on the application, which I always suggest only putting the owner on there unless you have multiple owners, just put your social security number, your information on the application. We get that going. I can probably have this turned around in under a week.
Okay.
And then when you're ready to turn the leads on, you turn the leads on. But the only upfront cost is the $250.
All right. Is there an app to do all this on, or do I got to call you guys, or?
Well, we're going to send you the application via email. We do have a Local Splash app, that you can download and you can always text and email and call us back in to let us know, hey, I want to pause the leads. We're going to be in close communication with you on this anyways, because we monitor it very closely. We have agents that are working directly on it. It's not like an automated system. Oh, well, looks like it's going good, so good luck, It's something that has to be monitored regularly, because we have to be on top of it with everything, getting you more reviews, making sure that the content's fresh, all the things.
Okay. Okay, yeah, send me the application and we'll get that rolling and
okay. So what's the best email address for you?
It's Matthew, MATTHEW, MOAKLER @gmail. No dots or spaces or anything.
And is that your last name?
Yes.
Okay. And then what is the new business address? I'll keep it hidden on Google. I just need it for account purposes.
2211 Quillman, Quillman, Hill Road.
Got it. 40214. Okay. Hours of operation. When do you want the phone calls?
Let's say eight in the morning till 8 at night.
8 to 8, that's good. And they'll go over best practices for this as well during client onboarding. So what's going to happen is I'm just taking a few notes here of requirements, and then they will go ahead and I'm going to send you the application. We'll schedule your onboarding call with my technician for tomorrow probably, and give you overnight with the application. It's super easy. What I mean by it's super easy is it's literally like plug and play. You're going to upload your certificate of insurance. It gives you an exact picture of which page they want for the certificate of insurance. You don't have a license requirement, so when it asks for license on there, you're going to put NA, not applicable. You're going to be filling out just your own information. It takes about 15 minutes for the entire application to be filled out. It's extremely quick. And then we do the onboarding to go ahead and get it moving, okay?
All right.
Now, to process for the application fee, is it just your first and last name on the card, or is there a middle initial?
On the credit card?
Correct. We have to charge for the $250 application fee.
It's Matthew A. Mokler.
Okay. Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
MasterCard.
Okay. I'm ready. Go ahead.
5119.
Mm-hmm.
8701.
Mm-hmm.
0019.
Mm-hmm.
7675.
Expiration month and year?
08 of 27.
3-digit code on the back?
465.
I need to set a security question for your account, Matthew. It's your choice of your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
Mother's maiden name is Parker.
Okay. All right. So right now, the only thing that will be charged is the one-time $250 application fee that goes to get your company completely background checked. I'm sending the application out right now. It's going to be labeled Google Guarantee Application. Now, on here, it is going to ask specifically for all one number. It's going to say minimum or activation budget in there. I will include that in the email. And then, Matthew, what time tomorrow can I schedule your onboarding call? The call itself takes tops like 15 minutes, but we block off a half hour just in case. And I'll be calling to introduce you to Bonnie, our onboarding agent.
What time's available?
Anytime. Are you you're on Eastern?
Yes.
Start the first one's at 10:30.
Crap, I'm not sure exactly when I
the last one that the last one's at 6:30. So it's all throughout the day.
Oh, yeah, let's do 6:30 then.
6:30 tomorrow? All right, you got it. I'm sending that application over to you now. Now, I am approving you for the landscaping, the snow, not the landscaping, lawn care, snow removal, as well as the fence pro, okay? So the highest minimum monthly budget for that is the 940. That's the number you'll put into the application. On the back end of the application, we're noting that you may turn on one set of keywords, may not turn on the other. Obviously, you're not turning on snow removal in the middle of summer. We're not dumb. You know what I mean? What I'm saying is that you have to start with the highest one like we had discussed previously, okay?
Right, okay.
All right. I look forward to talking with you in just a little bit, okay?
All right.
All right, Matthew. Welcome to Local Splash. We look forward to working with you.
All right. You too. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.